Okay, yeah. So I wanted to make a video. Excuse me, I got this heater on. I want to make a video about my experiences with threesomes, and I'm gonna be completely honest with you guys. And as I think a couple of people said that they want to hear about it. So I want to be, and the reason I want to be honest with people about this is because I wish people who had genuinely had these experiences would have been honest with me. Because like I said, the whole reason I make these videos, like, is definitely not to try to make any money or anything like that. My reasoning for doing YouTube videos is to speak to younger guys or older guys. Speak to guys who maybe don't know some of these things, you know, and tell them, like, a person who's genuinely been through it, their reality and experiences with life on a realistic level. Because I didn't have this as a kid, because I'm 33. So men like my father, they didn't really talk around a lot like this. So it's like back in those days, you either had to like been in those circles or not been in those circles for a lot of the cases to really have a true understanding of it. Nowadays, you know, we can share information. So this is what I want to do for people who may just want to know, or maybe didn't even think they were even interested in something like this. And to hear, like, you know, a person who's been through its, you know, very actual experiences, who's not, you know, BSing them the whole time and just trying to sound cool, or, you know, trying to sound like they don't know something, trying to sound like they're intelligent on a topic that they're really not. I want to be that person who genuinely had experiences with stuff in life and share my actual experiences. Like, I'm not one of those fakers out there who just like, it's like, yeah, I had three girls in the car last week. But, you know, because I remember guys like that. I know guys like that, man. I don't know them anymore because I don't keep guys like that around me. But yeah, so anyway, this is my experiences with threesomes. So the first time I had a threesome was in college. I'm sorry, I had one before that? No. I might forget some parts of life because, I mean, life just, I've been doing so much. Like, okay, another thing I want to touch on is, my life was built off of, like, I love Al Bundy, right? But my life is built off of not becoming like Al Bundy as far as four touchdowns in a single game. So, like I said, I don't want to end up theoretically being, you know, that four touchdowns in a single game type. If you're watching this, if you don't know who Al Bundy is, Al Bundy was a character on Married with Children. It was a show in America. I think it's syndicated throughout the world now, though, so you may know who he is. But if not, I'll just explain it. Because like I said, when I was a kid, nobody explained anything to me. I had to learn stuff on my own. So this is why I do this. But Al Bundy was this guy. He was a high school football star, right? And he was like the star of the team. I read the bio on Wikipedia. I think he was supposed to go to college. I think he had a scholarship to go to college, but he ended up getting Peggy, his wife, pregnant with their first kid. So he never went to college, and he stayed home and sold shoes for the rest of his life. So by the time you see this character Al Bundy on television, he's a shoe salesman who hates his life with three kids, and you know, and they're always poor. He never have any food, and the only thing he can look back at his life and be happy about is when he scored four touchdowns in a single game back in high school, like 20 some years ago. And he keeps that shit going like the whole time. It shows off four touchdowns. It goes four touchdowns, one game. and the kids go, oh no, Dad, not the touchdown story again. and he tells a story to save every time. But no, it's funny, and I love Al Bundy. But I mean, I learned a lot, and I learned what I didn't want for my life. And I didn't want to be that guy who goes, yeah, I had three girls. And I had three girls in the bedroom 5 years ago. Remember that? And it's the same story like 20 years later. Like, I didn't want to become that guy. So I think that's a large reason why, like, I do forget a lot of things I do and things I've done, because I try not to hang on to those memories. But since I got on the topic of threesomes, I'm going to dive back to the memory banks. So the first threesome I had was in college. And it was with this girl. Okay, it started off, I was messing with this one girl. Okay, for another thing I like to say is this. What I didn't know about threesomes is this. I don't know if I was led to believe it, or maybe I just chose to believe it. But okay, in most, I would say in a lot of cases, and in other friends of mine who's genuinely had threesomes, the guy's game doesn't have anything to do with it. Like, in a lot of cases, like, unless you're like super duper super duper rich and you're throwing money around, like unless you're doing that, your game doesn't have much to do with it. It's kind of like when you get with women, how freaky they can get and they're going to be, it's really going to be dependent on that woman. So it's like with many things in life, as far as like interacting with women, you usually have to get one, like that one connect of a woman to get you into that game of doing, you know, X, Y, Z. So if that one woman, if she's in the threesomes, then you'll be having threesomes. If that one woman is, she's not in the threesomes, she's either not going to do it or she's only going to do it because she likes you so much, it's going to please you. You see what I'm saying? Or if that woman's in the anal, then you'll be doing anal. But if she's not in the anal, then she's not going to do it unless she just really likes you and wants to please you. You see what I'm saying? So, like, it's usually depending on that woman, on that one woman, and then getting you in the door to other women who's on that same thing. Because, like I said, women are all about, it's all about status and packs with a woman. So, and it's like what those packs are doing. Because usually if you can get in with one woman who's doing anything in a pack, then you're pretty much doing all that with that pack. You see what I'm saying? It's pretty much that thing in a woman's culture. So my experience is like your game. Okay, one, I will admit this. I'm a horrible pickup artist. All right. I'm terrible at like beat somebody and then take them home from. I've never taken a girl home from a bar that I can remember. I've never taken a girl home from a club that I can remember. I've always been absolutely, absolutely horrible at intending to meet women. You see, I always did my best damage, like just going to the grocery store or just going to a cafe or just going, you know, buying a vacuum cleaner and she'd be the person who, you know, sells me a vacuum cleaner. It was always like some ender, like when I'm not thinking about it, that's when I do the best. But okay, I just wanted to get that out of the way. Now, the first time I had a threesome, I was in college. I would say her name, but it's kind of an individual name. It's kind of a specific name, so I won't say her name. But how it happened was, I was already hanging out with this girl when I was going to college at the time, and she wasn't. And she was with her mother, actually. And her mother was like a coke addict. It was a weird situation. But she would want me to get, she would call me from time to time, like she needed a ride to the store or something like that. And she would give me a blowjob for a ride to a store. Like, okay, cool, whatever. Like, I'm not doing anything anyway. So might as well, you know, get out and see something and get my dick sucked. $20 roller coaster ride and my dick sucked. Think about Dave Chappelle. A roller coaster ride and my dick sucked. But no, okay, yeah. So she would she would call me from time to time to give her a ride, you know, go to the store, blah, blah, whatever. Give her a ride somewhere. And she would give me, and there's a ton of women doing that, by the way. So one time her and her friend came. Oh, I'm sorry. I came to pick her up and her friend was there. It was a girlfriend was there. And so I came and then she wanted to go with us. So we all went together and then we came back. So I asked her in front of her friend, like I asked her in front of her friend. I said, yeah, so I mean, are you going to give me a blowjob or not? She goes, yeah, I'm just kind of thinking about it. See, this is like woman's way. See, this is like immature woman's way of trying to get a threesome kicked up. This is another thing you want to look out for. If you're hanging out with a girl and she starts bringing around another girl, usually it's because they want to have a threesome. Okay. And if it's like some awkward hanging, lingering type of thing with the other girl, women are usually afraid to initiate things like this because they're afraid that that you may not like it and may not want it and reject them. So a lot of times women won't just come out and ask it. Some women will, though, which I'll go into a story of that later if I don't ramble too long about this first situation. But yeah, we were like laying around and she wasn't sucking my dick or anything. So I just like pulled it out. She was sitting in a chair and I just walked over to her and pulled it out. And she starts like, you know, just starts jacking me off. And then her friend goes, oh, are you about to suck his dick now? And she goes, yeah, girl, because he gave me a ride to such and such place. And she's like just staring. She goes, oh, well, I can help you out with that. And so so I walked over to her and she just starts like to her friend. And she just starts blowing me. And then other girl, she's just sitting there watching. And then we both made our way over to her. And then they both just start, you know, like the original girl, she starts like, you know, just feeling my body. And other girls are like on her knees, just blowing me. Why the girl's mother is upstairs. And we did that, man. After that time, I had three. I went down there every day for about 2 weeks because it was in December. I went down every day for 2 weeks, and we would just hang out and just have threesomes all day. Like, I mean, not like constant sex. We would like hang out, start watching movies. Because as a matter of fact, we watched Brooklyn's Finest. Is the winter movie with Freddie Prinze Jr. I had never seen it, so I was hanging out with them, and we had watched that movie. But see, the thing is with threesomes, man, is this. I personally don't like threesomes. Now, the first time was cool because it was kind of like the two personalities. Like, they would, like, want to compete. So if, like, the one would give me a blowjob, the other one would be just sitting there staring and watching, and then they'd say, you ain't doing it right here. Give it to me. And then she would start blowing me. And they would just, like, it would turn to a competition over who was doing it the best, you know, to get the biggest reaction out of me. So that combination of personality was cool. But see, the part that, like, see, okay, for guys who are involved in a lot of threesomes will tell you, usually guys either really like it or they don't like it. Now, I don't like it because it's a matter of time before the two will start getting mad. And usually, and every time I've ever heard of a situation where people get into threesomes like that, two of them, usually the guy and the new girl that was brought in usually go off on their own and leave the original girl behind. And that's happened every time I had a threesome. That's what happened. Well, no, there was one time that it didn't happen. One time I stayed with the original girl. But yeah, that time, yeah, that's what happened. Me and her friend, we both pretty much ran off and did our own thing and left her, you know, alone. But the reason I don't like it is, like I said, sooner or later, sooner or later, you're going to end up alone with one of them, and then they're going to ask you, well, who sucked your dick better? You know, it starts this whole, like one of the sides is going to start getting mad. One of the two girls is going to start getting mad because you're not paying them more attention in sex, or you didn't fuck her longer, or you didn't, you know, like, hold her head right, like you held the other one's head right. Like, it's always going to be something. So it's always going to be a problem. You see what I'm saying? Like, at first it's cool, but it grows in, it slowly grows into this problem. But I remember after the first few times I would have the threesomes with, I would say their names, but it's going to be too scripted. The first few times we did it, I remember feeling extremely numb because I couldn't feel anything anymore in the world. So I would, like, go to the mall and go out, you know, go to places that I used to be like, oh, wow, yeah, that's something to do. And I would just walk around and just be completely numb walking through the mall after, you know, after having my senses heightened from, you know, the two girls. But that was just me. That's how it affected me. I personally don't really care for threesomes. I personally don't like them. I'll be honest with you. I don't like threesomes. I personally don't care for them. And I'm thinking about another girl, couple girls here I had. I just don't, even with those two. And I genuinely like both their bodies and how they act. And I still didn't really care for it. I'd rather just have the one. So the first two girls who I had threesomes with, the reason why that ended was because it was in December, and I was living in Dayton, Ohio at the time. Because I went to college in Dayton, Ohio. I'm from Cincinnati, but I graduated college in Dayton, Ohio from like three different colleges. I had three different degrees in Dayton, Ohio, which is ridiculous. Four degrees from Dayton, Ohio, which is completely ridiculous. But the reason why I stopped, I was driving this Dodge Stratus, Will Ferrell. I'm gonna drive a Dodge Stratus. I was driving this Dodge Stratus, man. It was a nice car. But what happened was the weather had like massively dove down into like negative 20 or 25. So if any of you is from Ohio or Dayton, like, you remember, yeah, I'm sure you remember when that happened. The weather had like, I don't remember what exactly happened then, but the weather just like, it was like wintertime. It was like kind of cold, but like one night that shit went to like negative 25 below, right? And I don't know if you've ever been through that, but what happens is your car, like most people's cars, if the weather drops that fast for that long, it just tears up your car. Like, and nobody can start their car the next morning. And so I couldn't make it down there to them because they live probably about 10 minutes down the highway. I couldn't make it. I wanted to go catch the bus down for that. So I just stayed home. And yeah, my car was broke down for about a week and a half, man, because like it was just frozen. Everything inside, because you would think antifreeze would have been good, but not like when the temperature dives that deep, that low, that fast, it may even be like negative 30. Well, once the temperature goes that cold that fast, like your car, like I remember because I lived right next to a car lot. And they had like the mechanic shop, and it was just filled up with people's cars. Like no one's cars could start that next day. From then on, it was just done. My dad, he's a mechanic. He's a retired mechanic. He drove up from Cincinnati because we thought maybe it was just the battery. And that didn't work. Like it was. I eventually got to a mechanic, man. I'm going on this long side rant, but yeah, he ended up finally. It was like oil mixed, antifreeze was mixed in with the oil. It was just the car was just fucked. But we got it fixed. We ended up fixing it, but it was like it was no driving that thing. After that weather, though. So that's how the threesome stopped with them. Because then after that, it just pretty much ended up being me. And then the new girl just kind of just kept in contact. And we just kept going. And the first girl just kind of, you know, disappeared. I would still hook up with her from time to time. But it was majority me and the new girl after that. But, the next threesome I would get into. I was in Vegas. And it was a weird story because I'm on 16 minutes already, so I talk too damn much. he was in Vegas, but I was in Vegas with a buddy of mine. And the only reason this threesome happened because he was wanting to get girls. And the whole time when we went out there, he kept saying he wanted to get a girl. And I actually had a girlfriend at the time. And I'm like, look, I don't give a fuck. I'm still going to fuck a bitch in Vegas. I got a girlfriend. You know? That's just how I am. Like, because like I said, I know too much about women's nature. I know she, my girlfriend, I knew she was getting pounded out the second I hopped on the plane. Like, it's just the reality of you know, what it was at the time and how our relationship was. Okay, so me and a buddy of mine, we go to Vegas. Now I don't know if you've ever been to Vegas, but like the strip is like, the bullshit. Like the strip is like where everybody's all dressed up with nowhere to go. Everything's super nice with nowhere to go. You see, I'm not even super nice. I say it's well maintained. It's clean. It's bright. There's a lot of lights. You see what I'm saying? But like the strip is like where all the bougie people go. Like, if you want to have fun, man, like you got to go to Fremont, the old Vegas, like that's in those old movies where like those blocky flickering lights are at, like those old movies that show Vegas. That's now old Vegas if you've never been. And that's where you want to go if you want to find some fun, in my opinion. So we go to old Vegas. And I remember, like, because I was drunk, man. I had been drinking Long Island iced teas all day. And I'm not a drinker. Like, I could drink beer, but I'm not, like, a drinker. I don't do shots and stuff like that. So for me, Long Island iced tea all day fucked me up. So, and, you know, you had that tall, skinny thing with the long straw. And yeah, I had about, I don't know how many of those I had, but I was fucked up. So we got the Fremont, and the first girls I tried to holler at, like, I'm not joking with you, they shut me down from about 50 yards away. Like, they turned, and it was so gangster and cold, like, my friends, they had to laugh at me, because they turned around and went, and kept going. And I was like, damn, it's like that. Like Jerome from Martin, like, it's like that. Man, like, yeah. But then, and then so I walked back to them. They was rolling, right? They was rolling. Cause like, I mean, cause I failed horrifically. Then like literally, maybe. And see, this is what I tell men. Like, don't give up, man. Cause like it can be like 2 seconds later, you might find somebody and they'll be down for everything you want to do. Literally, maybe 5 minutes later, it was this little Spanish bitch, man. She was like about 5'4", 5'5", thick, man, long hair with, you know, with the dress on. And she was walking and I actually went and like kind of chased after her. I wasn't like running, but I was like walking after her. And as soon as she turned around, her whole attitude towards me was completely different. She was like, you know, she was like, oh, like, you're a fucking step up. Like, so I don't know what she was fucking with before me. But, like, she was, like, happy to see me. Like, it was a whole different, like, from the previous girls 5 minutes earlier, like, it was a totally different experience. So I, like, told her, like, flat out, like, look, I like to have rough sex. blah, blah, blah. Like, are you still down? She's like, yeah, you know, this is my friend. And she brought a friend out. So I was like, oh, that's good. Perfect. Cause a buddy of mine, he wanted a girl. So we talk it out. We hang out, we walk around and we go back to the hotel and I'm calling my friend. Like, where are you at? Where are you at? The girl's here. And the buddy of mine, he just wasn't on it. All right. I don't know if he just chickened out or maybe he just didn't. Maybe he just got too real for him, or maybe he felt bad because he like just got done laughing at me for getting rejected earlier. Like, I don't know what, but he just never came. So it ended up being me, the girl I wanted, and her friend up in the room alone. And I end up just like the girl, I railed her out so hard. I mean, when I was finished with her, it was nothing but just condoms all over the hotel room and wet spots all over the bed, which fucking sucks because when you try to sleep and you mess around and roll over in a cold wet spot, like, oh, and it was just like a minefield of little wet spot, cold wet spots all over my fucking bed, man. But like I said, with the other girl that I brought up there, I just didn't even pay her. I didn't even touch her. I didn't touch her the entire time. I just railed her friend out the whole night. Like, literally, when I say the whole night, I mean, like, we got back to the room maybe like 10 or 11 at night. And I was fucking her all up until the sun was rising. Because I fucked her in the room maybe for like maybe a few hours or something. And I walked her back to her car. She drove me back to the hotel. We were staying in Excalibur. So I walked her back to her car and just started fucking her in her car. And we fucked in her car, you know, literally until the sun was coming up. The sun was coming up. Like, it wasn't all the way up, but it was totally coming up. And because I had to go to Argentina that next week. No, 10 days after that, I had to go to Argentina. I had to go to Buenos Aires. And, but yeah, man, so that was... So technically, it wasn't a threesome, but I had the opportunity. I just didn't even want the other girl. So technically, it wasn't really a threesome, but like the opportunity was there. I just didn't want her friend. Pretty much, that's really what it was. She was there, and she was just. I remember I would look over, and she would just be sitting on the bed, just looking at us. And I'm just like railing her friend on my bed. She was sitting on my buddy's bed, and I was just railing her friend the whole night. And so I'm trying to think. Because I know the threesome I just had recently with these two girls. Because one of them didn't speak, she don't speak English, but her friend does. So like this is the recent threesome I had. We were at the girls who can't speak English, we were at her place. And she had this big, really big, long, wide couch. Like, pretty much if you sit all the way back, your feet are going to, like, they're not going to hit the ground. It's pretty much like a bed / couch. And I got her friend's legs in the air just, like, long stroking her, like, whack, whack, whack. And she's, like, speaking in Czech. And her friend is, I'm like, what is she saying? And she's like, oh, yeah, she said she really likes it. She said, just keep going harder, go, yeah, blah, blah, blah. It was a weird. So she would go to the bathroom, and her friend would come over and blow me and ride me for a bit. And then when she would come back, I would long stroke her. But so I really don't. So what? And that's another example of what happened. Like I said, the new girl usually runs off with the guy, and the old girl usually just fades off into nothingness. That girl started wanting to come over to my place, and it was just me and the new girl. And she don't even speak English. And I speak, you know, horrible Czech, and it's even worse Czech because she's not from a big city in Czech Republic. She's from like a super small village, so she speaks that slang Czech. I don't know anything she's saying for the most part. But it tells you, so like even if you don't even speak the same language, that's just what happens like in a sexual relationship and threesomes. From my experience, like the new girl and the guy usually run off. Like the threesome situation it usually doesn't last long, very, very long. Maybe orgies do. I don't know. I've never been in an orgy, and I don't think I ever want to be in an orgy because I think that would just be too much for me to look around and think about type of thing. So I don't think I'd ever want to be in an orgy. I would probably reject an orgy. If I was approached to be in an orgy, I would probably reject it. One, I think as an orgy has other men. I don't want to be around other men. But if it was like a group of like four or five women, I would probably still reject it. I'd probably do it the first time if like two of them were like super hot or something like that. I would probably accept it. But if like if they all were like average, like I would probably reject it. Like four or five women at one time, I'd probably reject it. Oh, and then you got also like brothels here in Prague. It's like you can just get a threesome whenever you want, as long as you got $100. Go to a brothel, you get threesome with like good looking women, you know. It's just like in Prague, it's like in Europe, it's nowhere near as difficult as it is like in the US and the UK. Because you guys got that whole Me Too feminism BS popping off, and then sex is like stigmatized and tabooed there. So it's like you got so much more to work with. Now, like I said, now my first handful of threesomes were in the US. Like I said, I stumbled in on them. Like it's not like I said before. If the guy's game doesn't have anything to do with it. You have, like with anything, like I said in previous videos, how you get a girlfriend. Like you have to get you have to get in with one girlfriend to show to other women that you that there's something valuable about you. Then it'll all be just a snowball effect of just, you know, you being valuable now. But you have to be seen or be heard with like another one. You see what I'm saying? But like but until you're in that mode, the only other way I've seen it work is if you got to have like a great funny personality, or you got to just clearly have like a ton of money and just walk up to a woman and say anything. Like those are the only other ways I've ever seen it work. Now I can do a little bit of both. Cause like I said, I mean, I'm driving BMWs, traveling the world. I'm always dressed like borderline like a bum when I'm on here. But when I actually go somewhere, I'm always wearing like legit, like tailored suits, like legit expensive expensive shoes, expensive dress hats. Like I don't wear any cheap clothes, so I can always kind of like do a little bit of all of it. So like, and I think that's what kind of like gave me an upper hand in it, in the whole thing. But it's at the core, man, is really like it's really just getting in with that one. Usually, like I say, it's usually that one woman who's going to invite the girlfriend over. It's like her way of saying, oh, like I said, women, women will fuck anything. They don't care. Okay. A lot of it is just, did another girl say he was cool yet? That's usually what's stopping a lot of it. Either they don't know that girl, or that girl had like a, you know, a shady reputation or something like that. That's usually what cuts it off. But like once that woman kind of gets an okay from, you know, another woman, then it's like, oh yeah, everything, you can do anything. No big deal. But yeah, so I hope I at least sound somewhat coherent. Cause like I said, I've been sick the last few days, and then I was running around like crazy. So I'm a little off. I'm definitely a little off. But yeah, I hope I explained it to where it was at least comprehensible. And again, Happy New Year's. Today's the first, I think. Yeah, Happy New Year's. And I hope if you don't get anything else in this world, man, to anybody and everybody who watches this, if you don't get anything else in this world, I hope you can at least find some peace and love yourself. Those are the only two things I can, because money will come and go, pretty girls will come and go, cars will come and go, your youth and looks will come and go. Don't put your happiness in that, man. Put your happiness in learning to enjoy peace and good company. And, you know, stuff like that. That's where the value is. Because, I mean, yeah, I drive a BMW and I'm living in Prague. But, man, look, all it takes is one wrong phone call and all that shit's gone in 15 minutes. You see, so don't let that define you. Don't let money define you. Don't let what you're doing for work define you. You define you, man, and you find that's what I'm gonna say. Yeah, you define you. The cars, the money, traveling, looks, six pack abs, 10-inch dick. That doesn't define you. Trust me, it doesn't define you. You define you.